pastor tonight was saying that we know an old song. Do you wonder why it is I love him? And I was one day at the end of the day, I was particularly tired.
Sister
and
Marie.
I didn't feel very strong. I just went here and then there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm only going to take a minute. I was feeling weary, and I had no reason to feel weary. I'm just a young chick, only 92 years old, and I'd been working, and I was been up in the night with my husband, and I was kind of run out of steam. And guess what the Lord did for me? He dropped an old song into my heart, Brother Ernie. And it was this, and I don't know, as I said, as you started, I wonder if anybody knows this song. And that's all right, we don't need to sing it if you do know it. But it's, all I could remember was the chorus. And it was like this, but from heaven, because I was feeling tired, worn out, weak, drawn out, not full of life and full of victory and full of joy and full of triumph. And the Lord just dropped from heaven. I hadn't seen it. I haven't sung it. I haven't, in no way I could know it, but God dropped into my heart. Not to the strong is the battle. Not to the swift is the race, but to the true and the faithful, victory is promised through grace. Now, wasn't that from heaven? Well, you're not shaking your head, yes, but it was, because it was nothing I'd even thought of for years and years and years. Not to the strong is the battle. Not to the swift is the race, but to the true and the faithful, victory. We used to do this during World War II. Victory is promised through grace. Whose grace? Grace, grace, God's grace. And you know, this song we just sang, the second verse said almost the same thing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Loving, faithful, loving service to him belongs. So I just wanted to challenge you as I was challenged when I felt kind of flimsy. You know, German people were the strong race. Not always. But not to the strong is the battle. And this year has been particularly trying for me. In March, there were 3 deaths. In April, there were 5 deaths. I don't mean family, but people close to my heart. And I don't know why that happened. It never has before in my life. But you know, after 90, they say funny things happen sometimes. Like running out of strength, steam, and swiftness. But after the 5th funeral, I thought, Lord, what's going on? What's going on? And one funeral particularly got to me. Our oldest son, we have 4 sons. Some of you, you've heard my testimony every year you've been here. Sorry, I don't want to bore you, but anyway, we have four sons, and our oldest son is quiet, and I don't know how else to describe him. Now, our second son will be here Friday, and he's not quiet at all, rambunctious, just the opposite, Jonathan. And then Timothy is our third son, and he's quiet. And then David is our baby son, born when I was 43 years old, and he's been just like a solid rock. They're all good boys, and I'm not trying to compare them. Now, where was my point? Don't get old, you lose your point by the time you get to say, and this, oh yes. My oldest son, Chuck, named after his father, Charles, but he always went by Chuck. His best friend, his boyhood friend that he went all through school with. And now Chuck is probably 50 years old. I don't even know right now. I can't figure it out on the spur of the moment. But he's getting close to 50 anyway. 47, 48, 50, something like that. His best friend was gone like that. What happened? Got a phone call, mother. He says, you know what happened? And then he told me, he said, Mike fell head over heels, just like I did 2 years ago, down fifth, but he fell down basement stairs in his own house and landed at the bottom with a broken neck. It was gone. And that really got to me. And it got to Chuck. And you know, if you want to read about life and death, read the book of Ecclesiastes. It says, time and chance happen to them all. And there's a time, and we don't know. You don't know. You say, well, you know, I'm not 40. I'm not 92 like you are, old lady. But we can't say how many years are going to be allotted to us or how long we're going to be strong enough to walk on our own feet. And when Chuck called me, I said, Chuck, what are you saying? He says, Mike's dead, mother. And the sad thing was that Mike had been in my young adult Sunday school class. And he had no mother. His mother had passed away. And I just, when he came over, I said, come on, Mike, come on in for lunch. Sit down, have for lunch with us. Whether we had much or little, big or small, you know, I tried to be like a mother figure to him whenever I could. And when we retired from the church, he says, Sister Marie, if you send me a card, a postcard, from every state you and your husband travel into, because we were going to try in 1995 as we retired from the church, because my husband was already beginning to lose his memory, we were going to go and see some of our nieces and nephews whose parents had already died, you know, just kind of check home with them. And so what am I saying? I'm going to hush now, but I'm saying this, not to the strong. We look at certain people. Look at Sister Nancy. She's so strong. Sister Nancy's been my friend since I was in my teens. I think we corresponded with one another because I sent missionary offerings through Ridgewood Church, and Nancy would send me a letter back when she was Nancy Stranmore, right? Yes. And she's strong. But not to the strong is the battle. Just remember that. Not to the swift is the race. I come along. And you know, I never wore shoes at home. I always wore slippers so I could run from room to room and get my work done. And I was flying into a dozen things. Fast, you know, swift. Not anymore. Now I walk home. I'm ashamed of myself. Not to the strong is the battle. Not to the swift is the race, but to the true and the faithful. Victory is promised through grace. Well, to end the Chuck story and Mike Pett's story, it made me dedicate my heart more fully to God and say, Lord, I realize that my hope, my strength, my life cometh from you. And I have no promise of tomorrow. None of us does. But if we settle it in our hearts, Jesus, like we just been singing, Jesus gave his life for me. He gave his all. And I'm going to be true. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be wholehearted, faithful, and loyal as long as I live by the help of God. Even though I'm slow about it, yet I'm going to run this race with patience and finish my course with joy and endeavoring to do the will of God and please him in everything. Amen.
Amen. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. There's a race that I must run. There are victories to be won. By thy power every hour, keep me true.
Amen. Yes, Lord, by your power every hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that old song is in this old book of old songs. Number 18 in the white book. Maybe you'd like to stand together and we could sing it. Victory through grace. Number 18.
Jesus, the ruler of all,
until
they're
sent.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us have grace.
Hallelujah.